Bear Podcast, episode 341.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Okay, what's this about Sam not wanting to be naked all the way?
I know.
He should be forced to be naked in a thong the entire show regardless.
Well, it has to be
him and Puck.
It has to be a family-friendly movie, a TV show, okay?
Oh, please.
Okay, let's go on. Let's go to the show. Hey, everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. And we have our guest,
Julio.
Julio with us tonight.
Here, to your chin. But okay.
We're all sitting here. Rafa's back there in the background.
Hi, Rafa.
Hi, Rafa.
Hola.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, we're...
Oh, mijo.
We are here at Ray's humble abode in his apartment.
And watching on this little bitty TV screen.
Yeah.
Glee Rocky Horror episode.
Mm-hmm. We're watching the Rocky Horror. Yeah, Rocky Horror. Rocky Horror Glee show.
Show, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so... we can talk about it later, but for now, let's do some weekend updates. What's been happening to our world lately? So Ray, what have you been doing?
I've been sick.
You've been sick. What kind of sick?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I'm just
wait. Let me stand away from you for. Oh yeah. By the way,
it's not the flu. I know that. So.
Oh okay. Well, listeners, we're actually here recording in studio, in a sense. We're recording, we brought our equipment, and we have three mics here, well, four mics, but Rafa won't join us, he's shy, but Julio is with us. So.
Maybe Buddy will join us.
And Maynard has this cute little thing that wants to be a computer sitting in front of us.
Oh? Well, I have this.
That is not a MacBook Air.
No, it's not. It's touchscreen, but it's an Asus EPC.
It's not a MacBook Air, man.
It's not a MacBook Air, but
it does not have an Apple symbol on it. Anyway.
Nope, it's not.
It's a cheapo thing.
It's a cheapo thing. What can I say? It was available at Woo 2 weeks ago for a very low price, and I got it, and I might return it. Thinking of returning, we'll see. Maybe get an Android phone, yeah, Android thing. But anyway, okay, you're sick. You're sick, and what's going on? Why?
I don't know. I wish I knew. I was sick last week when we did the show.
And you're sick still, huh?
No, actually, I'm feeling better. Just Friday, man. Friday, I started getting fever and chills, and by the time work was over, I was just ready to come home. I pretty much came home and just died.
Mm-hmm. You probably ate bad Asian.
Asian food.
It was bad. It was bad chaser asses.
Bad chaser asses.
Probably what it was.
I knew it. It's gotta be.
You know, every now and then you get one.
Yeah, that's true. So what else? That's pretty much it. You just stayed home.
Stayed home. Oh, guess what movie we watched this weekend?
What did you watch?
The Human Centipede.
Oh,
fear. Rafa, what did you think about it?
Worst movie. Very sick.
It's very sick.
It's very sick, but I loved it.
Okay. Oh, you're too near. Put it under your chin. So that's good. Okay, you're spiky.
I'm used to having it in my mouth, not under my mouth.
Not under your mouth. Over your chin, just fine. Okay, so Human Centipede. I heard from a slice of sci-fi that it's a very bad TV show. TV show, movie?
Movie.
It's a movie, okay.
Yes. It was on TV?
No, we rented it at...
you rented it. Oh, you even rented it. You wasted a dollar.
I wasted a dollar, and I forgot to take it back. They're still sitting there in that basket. I've been charged for 2 days now. I got to take it back today.
Oh, send it back. Okay, I'm sorry you got to watch Human Centipede.
I'm not sorry. I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought it was.
Rafa, how was it? Was it good?
It was a sick movie.
Yeah,
it's very German.
Most
Germans don't go.
I like German films.
You like German porn.
Oh, that's
Julio.
Yeah, German porn. German porn's pretty gross too. So.
That's different.
Okay. So Julio, how about you? What have you been up to this? Since I haven't seen you for a long time. What have you been up to?
We're working as long as people are having Sex, I have a job.
That's right. Ooh. Do you film it or do you touch their peepees? What? Oh, you're the fluffer.
My regular job.
Your regular job. Oh, I'm sorry. You're regular. Wow.
I do have a day job.
That's right. Everybody has that, yeah. Okay, so, well, aside from, you know, getting involved with people having sex, what else have you done? Like, any trips or any, no, nothing? You stayed
no
home?
No trip. Just been home relaxing. My roommate's out of town for a couple of months. So I'm enjoying the whole.
Oh, that's right. He'll be back next
time. The whole mini mansion by myself.
The orgies, all the parties in the house. That's what's nice about it.
Did you get to come stains off the couch upstairs yet?
Working on it.
Okay. You're working on it. Okay.
And if Johnny's listening to this, don't worry about it, Johnny.
By the time you get back, it's all clean. Yeah. Well, what have you been doing? I've just been in town. I'm in town this time. And I played softball, the usual. Okay, it's fall ball. I know some of you listeners are playing softball, but I play softball in the fall. I find it more fun than in the summer because, well, one, it's cooler. Second, you get to play any game. They
summer,
just
they
sign you up.
Burn your
you
balls.
Can play and burn. Huh?
Summer the time they should call it burn your balls.
Burn your balls, not softballs. Yeah. Burn your softballs. Burn your balls. Yeah, that's what that's and it's not too competitive. It's competitive, but not serious. It's fun. So, any of you guys playing softball? Let me know. Okay. Also, I got to watch Red with. Did you watch it?
No, I'm actually going tomorrow to go see it.
Okay. Then I won't spoil it for you too much. But I should say it's highly recommendable. It's really good in the big screen. It's got Helen Mirren. Of course, Bruce Willis. Mm. Bruce. look at Rafa. Bruce Willis. Yeah, Bruce Willis and Helen Mirren and John Malkovich and Morgan Freeman. And Helen Mirren. She's awesome with the Gatling gun. Was it a Gatling gun? Anyway, what are those
automatic
guns? Automatic guns, yeah. It's just awesome watching her. I always imagine her in The Queen, and then now she has a machine gun. So it's just awesome watching. You should watch it, Ray. So that's what we've been up to. So
I saw Jackass 3D.
Oh, tell us about it. Tell us about Jackass 3D.
I didn't think it was worth it in 3D. They could have done it in just 2D, and it still would have been funny.
What exactly 3D about it?
You see him get punched in the nuts 3D?
No, they have a scene where one of them actually throws up, and you can see the vomit coming at you.
That's the way they. Oh, gross!
Yeah, and then another one. They paint his ass green, and he actually sticks his ass up in a model toy train set. So his ass looks like a mountain, and it's part of the scenery. And then he takes the shit, and you see the shit flying up in the air.
He really took a and it's all in 3D.
It looks like an erupting volcano.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's, you know how their movies are.
Well, that's
worse. Skinny dick.
Yeah, one of them actually show frontal nudity. Two guys. One.
Oh,
of them,
there's no blurring. There's no Japanese blurring.
They have a little thing, a black thing, you know, covering his penis. But of course, you know, they move it, and so you can see the whole penis. And he's
like Borat.
Yeah,
it's like Borat.
He's trying to hit a golf ball with his penis.
Oh.
And then another guy actually attaches a camera to his pants, and he's peeing on people, and you see the tip of his penis where.
Oh, that's nasty.
The pee's coming out, and he's peeing on people.
So, oh.
So we see two penises.
So you're saying we should watch it?
No, I'm saying if you like that raunchy type of thing, then go see it. If you're not into that raunchy type of thing, then...
But you know, the first date that I ever had with Mike is watching Jackass, the movie, the first one.
Did you like it?
Well, it was funny. It was disgusting, but that's our first date movie. Mm-hmm. Jackass, the movie.
Well, you'll like this one then. Go see it in 3D.
Oh, God. Oh, we shall see.
You'll see it with Mike this weekend, and y'all can remember the first time we saw this.
Oh, that's right. With the puking and shitting. Yeah, that'd be nice.
And you took me home and shit all over me.
Oh, nasty. But anyway, okay. So, Moving on, we are here at Race, and one of the reasons why we're here on a Tuesday night is because of Glee, because we are Gleeks, and we got to watch, there you go. There you go. Yep. We were watching Glee. Thanks, Ray, for the for the music. So what do you guys think of Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Oh, well, let's put it this way. I don't write nothing into Glee. I don't expect anything from Glee except to be funny and entertaining every week. The episode with Kurt's dad brought tears to my eyes. But all the rest of them, I just let it go and enjoy it for fun. And okay. I hear all these people bitching about, well, they should have done this. They should have done this. They should have done this song. They should do this. I was like, it's freaking entertainment. It's got gay characters in it. They're singing songs. Enjoy it.
And they took the liberty of changing stuff. Like one of the ladies playing as Frankenfurter is supposed to be a guy. But they made changes to it.
A guy transvestite.
It's a girl transvestite.
which I thought was great. Mercedes did.
Well, she sang it really well.
Exactly.
Did a great job. So,
yeah.
But I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was light, and everybody's like, well, why didn't they do Little Shop of Horrors? And the reason they didn't do the Little Shop of Horrors? Because Fox doesn't own that.
Oh, that's why.
They own Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It's by Fox. So yes. That's why they've been doing a lot of it. Yes. Okay.
It's all about who owns those rights and who gets to pay who. And when Fox can pay itself, it probably just orgasms all over itself.
Okay. So, Julio, what do you think? What do you think of the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Like Ray said, it's made for fun and entertaining.
Yeah, I find it entertaining too. People have mixed feelings. I was actually Ray went away. We had to time delay watching it. And I've been looking at my Facebook, and oh my God, people are posting about posting about Rocky Horror Picture Show and Glee. So we had to wait for Ray. I
had to go do missionary work.
Oh, that's right. Legs up, helium heels. So how was that? How was your missionary work?
I made $100.
Oh, really?
For what, 15 minutes worth of work?
Oh my God, impressive. That fast?
It doesn't take long when you're in me. I know how to make you get your load up.
Oh, that's hot. That's Ray at bearpodcast.com, guys. Okay, if you guys want to know what happened.
And that was a full load. Ray, that was a full load.
That was a full load,
A full load.
You can do many loads, right?
That's right. I'm like Maytag. I can give you as many loads as you can.
It's like Maytag. Ray's like Maytag. Anyway, okay. Okay, so that Rocky Horror Picture Show. So good TV show, downloadable on iTunes, all the music. So moving on, we have some TV shows. Do you watch Chuck?
No.
Okay, I just want to quickly mention this because it's got Linda Hamilton as Chuck's mother.
Boy, is she looking rough.
Yeah, well, she looks.
You think with all that money she got from James Cameron, she could have some work done.
That's right. James Cameron, who made the Avatar.
Titanic.
And Titanic. Well,
remember, he broke up with her when he was doing Titanic because he fell for what's-her-name.
Oh, okay. So I guess she's still using money from Titanic. She looks great, Linda Hamilton.
I saw the end of it the other night when they showed her, and I was like,
And what's good about it also, it's got Timothy Dalton in the next episode. So we're going by the spy.
Looking old.
Yeah, he really looks old. Timothy Dalton used to be 007. How many did he make? Two movies?
One or two. I don't think he lasted that long.
How many did he do?
I think he did two.
What is it? They're in the Eiffel Tower. Not Eiffel Tower, but I can't remember the
titles. It's been so long.
But yeah, he was 007 before. Okay. Anyway, so moving on. What else do we have, Ray? Halloween, this coming weekend.
That's right.
What are you doing Halloween?
I will be having a guest over.
You're not going out for the fit? Tell.
He's getting his treat in.
Oh,
yeah.
Trick or treat.
That's right.
Treat in the... No, trick with a
treat.
Trick
that's
with
what I'm talking about.
Trick with a treat.
Trick with a treat.
Hey. are you doing?
Nice.
That's a nice, that's okay. A nice little pumpkin you got
is,
there.
Is it somebody we know? Is it somebody?
No.
No, okay.
Someone new. Someone foreign, exotic.
We'll
refer back to the German movie we were talking about earlier.
Some hot ethnic guy, huh?
He's a German
exchange student. Uh-huh. Better be over 18.
He's actually 20.
Okay, good. Wow, exchange.
I checked ID already.
Oh. Not only will you exchange... I'm not going to say that. Anyway, okay. So, you're not doing any parties? Any costumes?
He's doing a one-on-one party.
Huh?
He said he's doing a one-on-one party. What are you talking
about? I actually haven't been invited to any Halloween parties so far.
What?
No.
No?
I may have to come trick-or-treating at your house.
Oh, really? I'll be out of town.
It figures. I'll toilet paper your house then.
Okay.
Ooh, sweet. And you can't blame it on me because I won't be in town.
I'll be out of town. Wait, I'm saying that to Julio only. Shh, guys, I'm going somewhere. Yeah, it's Halloween. It's coming Saturday, Sunday.
That's right. I'll wear my same costume. What are you going to wear? Last year, my eye top shirt.
Oh, your eye top shirt? Who's the eye bottom?
I don't know. I don't have one.
Who's...
We're all looking at Rafa.
We're looking at Rafa. Yeah, it cannot be heard.
Maybe I can find an eye bottom in Florida.
We need an eye bottom. Oh, that's right. You'll be out. What are you guys going
to
do?
We're going to Universal Studios.
Oh, Halloween at Universal Studios.
That's right. We got tickets for the Fright Night. And
oh, my God.
Got breakfast at the Three Broomsticks. And
you're looking forward to that. Yes. Okay. Wow. What's so special about... Oh, wait a second.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. That's right. Mm-hmm. You know
Hello,
what?
The movie that's coming out next month. Come on.
Yeah. Last June, actually, I was in Orlando, and the week after was they were about to open Harry Potter, and I missed it by a week. I should have gone there a week after, and I wanted to see. Yeah, I wanted to try eating.
Day late and dollar short.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Are you gonna have some? What are they drinking? Mead. What do they drink? I can't remember what they're drinking.
Butterbeer.
That's right.
So,
that's
nasty.
What's it supposed to be anyway? It's like root beer, right? They just want.
You're talking about England. They can drink younger over there, so it's like real beer.
The real beer? That's crazy.
I mean,
made with butter.
Made of butter. Oh my God!
I cannot believe it's butter.
Okay. So Julio, you're not doing any parties, no? No.
Well, again, I haven't been invited to any so far.
All right.
It's still.
I get invited, but I can't go. Every year, I just can't go because for the past few years, I've been going to New Orleans for the Voodoo Fest.
You need to go see Frank DeCaro.
Who?
Frank DeCaro from the Frank DeCaro Show on XM and Sirius.
Is he going to be playing there?
They're going to be at some...
Broadcasting from there?
They're going to be broadcasting from there all day Friday, and Saturday he's going to be moving with him, and Jim Colucci will be broadcasting, and then there's some big fundraiser that night. Saturday night that they're doing something, they're broadcasting from and attending some big party down there.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
I'm sure they'll be visiting Voodoo Fest and stuff. So.
Yeah. So, to all you guys, Voodoo Fest is it's a yearly concert during Halloween. They always do it during Halloween. And it's like Woodstock. It's like Bonnaroo, or it's like, what else can I compare it with? It's like Austin City Limits. But it's in New Orleans. It's going to be at the City Park, and it's a three-day concert with headliners. Like this weekend, it's going to be Weezer and Ozzy Osbourne. I want to see Ozzy Osbourne. Have you seen Ozzy Osbourne live? No.
I don't think
reality show.
I don't think he's been live in years, for a few years. But
wait, Ozzy Osbourne.
I think he's like a Frankenrocker, okay, and you just put him on stage and he's going.
If you watch it, what is it? The Sharon? No, the Osbournes.
Yeah, the Osbournes.
The Osbournes. He always shows up there, right?
Right.
Yeah, he acts weird there. I don't think he's gonna be. I think he's just doing that for the show.
Just bring him some fresh
bats. I don't think so. I think all the drugs and partying and heavy rocking all of years. Yeah, he's pretty much brain dead. because if you ever watched when they had the Osbournes on, he was that way the entire show. I don't think he could fake it. The only time he wasn't winning that day, when they put him on the stage with a microphone and it totally flipped.
Oh, really?
And he was performing. I think he can get out there and perform, but I think when it comes to getting off that stage and acting normal, he can't do it.
He can't act normal.
He is so burnt out.
I think so, too.
Oh, I'm looking forward to see that side, then.
Just bring him a fresh bat.
A fresh bat. Oh, a fresh animal bat, you mean. Okay.
Yeah. A B-A-T.
A B-A-T. Okay. Not a B-L-T. Give him a B-A-T. Yeah, he ate one, right?
Yeah, that's right. He bit the head off one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think he's going to do any of that.
I'll just give him a small challenge and bite the head off that.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to do it. I don't think there's going to be anything gross he's going to do this year. I hope not. It's the first time I'm going to see him. I don't want any grossness. Okay, so that's the weekend. New Orleans, if you guys are going to be in New Orleans for Voodoo Fest, let me know.
And if you're going to be at Universal Studios this weekend, let me know.
Yeah.
We'll be in Orlando.
We'll be Orlando. So that's Ray, ray@bearpodcast.com.
And if you're in Houston, you could join me for a threesome.
Nice plug. What's your... How can they contact you? Email them.
But if you're white, you have to be European or Latino. You have to have a really big dick. Are you ain't getting in that door. You ain't getting in that back.
I'm not a size queen, so it doesn't matter what size.
Right.
So,
and it has to be uncut. So
that's a big plus.
A big plus. Okay.
Besides, right.
And no shaving balls. It has to be hairy, fuzzy.
It needs to be
all in natural.
All natural.
No trimming down there.
Right. He likes to go to the outback.
Oh God, that's nasty.
I'm having my own jungle fest.
That's gross. Okay. No, I'm sorry. People listening out there, don't shave.
If y'all want a Puerto Rican daddy.
I'm here.
Anyway, okay, let's move on. How about a little bit of tech news? We were talking about, this laptop, this is an Asus EPC, but it's not a MacBook Air.
MacBook Air, no.
Which came out last week, and it's...
They want how much for that little piece of GM?
The cheapest for the 11-inch was $1,000. And then...
So that's $100 an inch, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's right. So... I don't think I'm going to buy one. No. So I just go for netbooks like this. It's cheaper.
I got some Apple stickers that you could put on the back.
I would be a poser. You put an Apple sticker on a PC? Okay. I don't think people would like that.
And you can put a little pop-up thing next to his head. I wish.
I wish. Yeah, so I think it ranges up to 1600, the 13-inch, the big one. Very impressive. It's driveless. It's
13 inches has always been impressive.
Yeah. 11 inch, I'm already impressed. Yeah. 13. Okay. So, yeah, that's a little bit of tech. We're not really a tech show, but we own
Macs. If anybody wants to fund us to be a tech show, bring it on.
Yes. Bring us some tech. buy Ray a new MacBook Air. buy me a new MacBook Air so I can produce the show. Okay, so moving on. This is an old news actually. I got this message from my friend Carlos here in Houston, and he talked about Stephen Holcomb. He's the bobsled guy from Utah. He's the he won a gold.
Didn't
medal.
Didn't we send you that picture?
Yeah, I think you did. Oh, I can't remember. But then I got to see the real magazine.
Okay.
So it's the real thing.
Yeah, we sent you that picture the night of Wayne's birthday party because John was showing it, and I said, send that to Maynard.
Ah, I see.
Because you weren't there yet.
I wasn't there, okay.
Because I was like, he has like a little fetish for this little straight bear guy that pushes a sled down the hill.
Pushes a sled downhill. He's a bobsledder, okay? Oh, really? You like him? Yeah. See, Rafa likes him.
He's apologizing for loving him.
I'm sorry for loving Stephen Holcomb.
See, Ray, now you
okay, Ray?
Boyfriend.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, now you have your costume. Get a bobsled costume. Maybe you get lucky this weekend.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Okay. So yeah, that's Stephen Holcomb.
To get lucky for months.
Okay. Is this old already? I know, but I got it. It's featured. It was featured a couple 2 weeks ago at Berotic. Berotic.com, and I know, and somebody forwarded it. Kurt from Minneapolis sent it to me. Yeah, I know about that, the picture and everything. It's just that I went to John Palima's. He has got the magazine, so the real magazine, and
was
it's really
sticky. From yeah, where Palima had been playing with it.
No, I made it sticky.
Okay,
yeah. Somebody friended me. I sent that picture to you long ago. That's true, but I would rather have a sticky magazine than a sticky keyboard, right? So. The magazine is It's really nice. It's
so I gather he's naked in the magazine?
Yes. It's the body issue. It's the body issue of ESPN. All the athletes there are naked.
Really?
Yeah. So well, also the tennis players, swimmers, and everybody else, and Stephen Holcomb is one of them. So
really, really naked.
Yeah, naked in a sense. Yeah, you see their asses.
But
they
not cover
the crotch. No frontal. No, you don't see dicks. But it's not blurred either. Yeah. So go check it out if you have the magazine. Go to berotic.com if you guys want to see the digital version of his naked picture. Okay, how about an email? We got an email. Actually, this is a broadcast email from Girlware. It's from Mike from Girlware.com. So here's an email. He's saying, hey there, I wanted to thank you for purchasing Bears Against Bullies. I'm wearing it right now, see? Bears Against Bullies t-shirt from Girlware.com. The orders for the t-shirts tripled our expectations, and you should have or should be shortly receiving your shirt. Yeah, I got my shirt already. And they'll be taking orders until October 31st. So then it will be retired. So get your shirts in. And 100% of the proceeds are supposed to go to the Trevor Project. So go to GRRWare.com. That's GRRWare.com. So go check it out. Okay, so do you have a question of the day today, Ray?
No question of the day.
You don't have a question of the day?
No. We had the Rocky Horror picture, so I figured that was going to be enough to turn
on. Oh, yeah, okay. Let me see. How long are we going? Oh, yeah, we have enough time. Yeah, so, okay. What else am I going to say? What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? What are you planning? I'm going to throw it out there. Thanksgiving, that's next month. Any plans?
I'm on vacation.
You're on vacation?
Again.
You're the guy who always has 2 months of vacation.
2 months or more.
2 months or more.
Yes.
He's one of those lucky government job types that
I love my job.
You love your job. Looking at dicks. No, that's this was one small part of it.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, but yeah, I'll be on vacation and might go to San Antonio for the weekend.
Oh, really? Is that where your friend is going? Is that where he's staying?
I'm going to go see another friend.
Oh, God, you just go from guy to guy. From different cities, too. Nice. Anyway, so what have you been, any statistics that you've been working on lately from where you're working at?
Like I said earlier, if people are always horny and having sex, I always have a job.
Okay.
Lately, we've been real busy with the colleges, and a lot of people come back positive for syphilis.
Okay.
Still having a major syphilis outbreak in the U.S. It's real big in Houston. If you haven't noticed, they're putting billboards around town urging people to go get tested for syphilis because of the outbreak. So
what are the symptoms of syphilis?
95% of people don't get any symptoms, but if they did, it'd be like a sore in the genital area. The sore could go away in 48 hours, and if it goes to stage two, people get sores on the bottom of your hand, bottom of your feet. Once it goes to stage
bottom of
three,
your hand?
Bottom of your hand, bottom of your feet.
Why the hand? Because that's where you masturbate? Why?
No. Bottom of your hand, bottom of your feet. You know, unless you masturbate with your feet.
I was talking about the hand part. You're just talking about the hand part.
No, usually it comes out,
You get sores on your hands.
Right.
And the bottom of your feet, too. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that will be second stage, or sometimes on the arm or on the leg. Then if it goes to stage three, it goes up to the brain, and most people could die within a couple of months.
What could happen? Like aneurysm or something?
No, it basically goes into the brain and starts eating away at the brain.
Oh, really? Oh, that's sweet.
And by the time it gets to the brain, they can't do anything.
We could treat it in stage one, stage two. Once it goes to stage three, that's it. Most people will
die. So you have to test, okay.
And who was it that had syphilis? Was it Lincoln?
Oh, George Washington, our first president.
He had syphilis?
He had syphilis of the brain, and so did Al Capone, the famous gangster.
Al Capone?
And they say Napoleon also had syphilis.
Oh, didn't he have a 3-inch dick?
I think
that's history. Napoleon Bonaparte, right? You remember?
Okay. I don't know.
Who knows?
Napoleon. So, okay. I've talked to someone. I'm going to say any names. friend of a friend, a partner of a friend, saying that he would, you know, play around and stuff, going to TBRU or go to any Bear Run or go to the Austin, what is it? Austin
On Run?
No, not Austin, not the On Run, but the
Back to the Woods.
Yeah, Back to the Woods, like that. And then when Bear he comes back he always, I'm not feeling well, I'm going to have an HIV test. That's his solution to everything.
And unfortunately, a lot of people think like that.
Yes, exactly.
And they use that as a way of, you know, justifying being unsafe. And then, you know, well, if I'm unsafe, I'll go get a test in 2 weeks. You know, that's not a reason.
Yeah.
So
it goes to show that he does sex unprotected then. And that's not the only thing that you have to worry about, right?
Yeah, you also got to worry about chlamydia, gonorrhea. Unfortunately, with syphilis, you can also get it from oral sex. And so, you know, you can wear a condom for regular vaginal anal sex, but even you could get syphilis from oral sex, too. And right now we're seeing a big increase, especially in the gay community, not just in Houston, but across the country.
Oh my God.
If people haven't had a syphilis test in a while, it's time to get one.
How is a test done?
Basically, it's a blood test. They take one tube of blood, send it off. If it comes back positive, they do what they call a titer test. And
titer?
Yeah, titer. Basically, they're looking to see the measurement of the syphilis in the body, and they'll say reactive, and they'll give you a measurement 1 to 1, 1 to 2, 1 to 4, jumps in increments, and 1 to 8, 1 to 16. And usually once it gets to 1 to 500, you're looking at, you know, already getting into late stage syphilis.
Wow.
So
you're saying that even people who are having oral sex should at least have tests for syphilis.
Absolutely.
And you can easily get treatment for that.
Yeah, most health department. It's in most states, syphilis is reportable to health department. So if you come back positive, they have to report your name. And if you don't cooperate, they go out and visit you, and they want to know the names of your partners. And everything is confidential. So basically, you know, if you give them the partners, they'll contact those partners. There's a good chance that if they had unprotected sex with you, then they probably have unprotected sex with other people. And so they just say, we believe you've been exposed to syphilis, and they offer them a free syphilis test. And if somebody comes back positive for syphilis, most health departments will treat that person for free.
I see.
And it's a medication called bicillin, and depending on, you know, normal treatment is 3 shots or more in the butt.
Inside the, in the butt.
No.
But so cheek. For how long?
It's over a couple of months. You get the first shot.
Oh, really?
And then you come back in the next month.
Oh, it's 1 shot per month. Okay, then a couple of months.
It all depends on how bad the titer was and how different places treat different people, you know, differently. So sometimes they more than 1 shot, or they triple up on the shot. So it depends from place to place.
Okay. So I guess it's good to remind the listeners not just to get HIV tests, also
to get a syphilis test. And right now in the state of Texas, if you go for an HIV test, they automatically should be doing a syphilis test because of the major outbreak.
Wow.
So, and again, if most places are following what the state is recommending in the government, then they should be doing both.
What's with the Q-tip?
That's for chlamydia gonorrhea.
Chlamydia gonorrhea.
Yeah, a lot of places, they still do the chlamydia gonorrhea by sticking a Q-tip in the urethra.
Okay.
Yeah. So, tongue-tied here today. But a lot of places switched over to you could actually pee in a cup.
Oh, okay.
And so they did away with the Q-tip. The places that still use the Q-tip is because it's $2 cheaper than peeing in the cup.
Really?
It's all about the profit margin.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Where I work at, we switched over to the cup at least 5 years ago. So we stopped using the swab. If you can't pee, then we get out the swab. Hopefully that's in.
Until Obama Healthcare takes over, and then you get the big Q-tip.
No.
Oh.
That's going to be better.
Great.
But yeah, they test with the Q-tip or the pee in a cup for chlamydia gonorrhea.
Okay, so what if you're in a bar? You want to? Can you test people?
Yeah, when I go out...
Here, pee on me. Pee on this.
Yeah, we give him a cup to pee. Not to pee on me. Or
you're peeing me, I need to tell
that's
you.
Bear watching, he's doing that.
No.
Exactly.
In the foam pit.
Oh.
But no.
When
we go out, we test for everything. HIV, syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea, even hep C. And we do everything at a bar, a halfway house, wherever we're at. A college, we will offer all these testings. And normally, you know, if you were to go get them, the retail price is probably about $350, and we provide all the services for free.
Mm-hmm. So my damn doctor still tries to charge me for all that crap.
I have a friend in New York that his doctor charged him $3 for the cup that he was going to pee in. Yeah.
$3 for a cup?
On top of the office visit. I thought that was outrageous.
Oh, that's crazy.
It is. But they charged him $3 for the cup. To pee.
Wait, I peed already. Here's a water bottle. One more? Oh, God.
So.
Okay, so yeah, reminder, guys. Get your syphilis test. Yeah, true. Okay, let's, how about moving on, Ray?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Here for this week's Wolf What a Bear. We got a couple, so we're taking two at one time here.
Right, it's already there. There.
Okay. So Wolf What a Bear this week is George and Jose. They are a Hispanic muscle bear couple that just moved to Miami, Florida, South Beach from L.A. They met in high school when they were 17 years old, and they've been together for 10 years.
Aww.
So I think they were like high school sweethearts.
High school sweethearts. That's cute.
Their hobbies include camping, fishing, weightlifting, video games, and comic books. George is working on his master's degree, and Jose is completing his bachelor's. They are working on doing their own comic book series in the near future. George and Jose enjoy traveling. They made a stop in San Antonio on the move to South Beach and hope to get back to visit Texas and Dallas. I'll tell them to come back for TBRU.
Oh,
Bear Watch.
Bear Watch, yep.
They hope to hit some of the East Coast cities, Boston, New York, and Philly in the near future. If you can find George and Jose on Scruff.
Yep, okay. So.
And when y'all see the picture of George and Jose, y'all going to be like,
I agree, they're cute.
Yeah, that little Hispanic muscle bear sandwich.
I wouldn't mind being in between. Yeah, it's going to be the album art for this episode for you guys. For you guys, ocular pleasure. Okay, so it's going to be a short. It's not even a short show. It's a full show. It's good. I thought we were going to be short today, but we got carried away
They're getting the full 13 inches today.
That's right. Not just 11, that's 13. You get 13. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. Julio, how can people bug you and ask you questions about sex?
I guess they could email me at my email, jasencio, ASENCIO, 1960@gmail.com.
There you go. So,
and just make sure you say in the tagline "Bear Podcast" because if not, I'll delete it. If I don't know
why you always. Well,
you never know when somebody might me send you spyware or whatever.
Oh, that's right.
And so,
just don't put Britney Spears.
Exactly. If Maynard wants to post my email on his website, that's fine.
Sure.
With me
okay.
Too.
We'll direct people to you if they have questions about.
Itchy scratchy.
Yeah, okay, that's right there.
We'll call it that.
Okay, so guys, thank you for listening. If you want to comment, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com, or you can email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com,
or ray@bearpodcast.com, or you can give us a call on the landline, 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Call us and leave us a message. We'll play it on the show.
Yes. And we haven't had any voicemail since Luis. Yeah, he's the last one who called us. So shout out Luis. Can't wait to talk to you again if you're listening. Okay, go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Subscribe via iTunes and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Who still uses MySpace? We still have MySpace.
I still have my profile because I keep getting messages every now and then somebody wants to be your friend. And I'm like, is it a 12-year-old on MySpace still?
I don't know. It could be. I still have MySpace, just that it's just there. Yeah. I post stuff into it, but it's not a go-to website anymore for lots of people, mostly Facebook now. But we're still holding on to it. And I get all these friend requests, but that's about it. There's nothing saying
all
hi.
Filipino girls.
Yeah.
Filipino girls.
That's right.
The, like, I don't have mustache. Either one.
You don't have a Facebook? You don't have a...
Nope.
No? You don't want to be...
We'll set up a Facebook page called the Itchy Scratchy.
Itchy Scratchy. Okay, so, well, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, buddy. Wolf.
Bye.
Wolf, buddy. Wolf, what a bear.